Welcome to another edition of TJSlideways.com Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger, coming to you live from the Engine Pro Studio, still above water, just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And this week, we feature our Great Lakes Edition, a preview of all the Great Lakes action happening in the great state of Michigan. And kicking off the show tonight is the director of the Sprints on Dirt, Mike Strievel, taking time out of his very busy schedule to join us. Mike, thank you for taking time out for us.
Hey, not a problem. Appreciate the invite as always.
Yeah, and this Saturday, you guys are ready to kick off another season at Crystal Motor Speedway.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I mean, obviously, as everybody knows here in Michigan, the way it's been going with Mother Nature, I was kind of worried about it, but, you know, I'm not going to say it looks good, but so far it's looking better than the last couple weeks' weather has been. That's for darn sure. So, looking forward to that, and the interest is high, getting lots of calls from drivers, a lot of out-of-towners, multiple Ohio drivers calling, all excited about getting up to Crystal and starting off the year. And we appreciate Ron Flynn. They always willing to roll the dice in, you know, in April with a show, because I know promoters, that's always a bit of a gamble sometimes trying early in the year to get one in. But looking good and looking forward to it.
And, of course, that is your first of three visits there this year. You once again are going to be co-sanctioning with the National Racing Alliance in July for a big event, and then also on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and the anniversary of the mid-season show in July was a monster home run last year. We thought there was no better place to have it than Crystal, since that's, you know, the trivia question I give out every year on the PA system. Who's the only track to ever run a side event every single year in its existence? And that's Crystal. And it was, you know, greatly supported by the NRA cars driving up from Ohio, and we appreciate the heck out of that. And of course, Randy Hannigan took the win last year, and going to do it again. So that's one to circle on the calendar. And all I can say is this isn't promoter baloney telling you to get there early, because I'm sure you remember the pictures you posted of the lineup of people trying to get into the place last year in July for that show. So really excited about that one. That's definitely one of the highlights on the 2013 calendar, again, for the 34th anniversary show at Crystal in July.
And one thing I've noticed when you're talking about new things on the schedule, there are quite a few races with the National Racing Alliance this year. Your guys are going back to Fremont with them, and also at a couple of other venues.
Well, what's happened is, as I've been here now, this is going into year three, you know, I've been working with Bob Fricke, and I'm not the first one to do that. Before me, Dane Knight, I was working with NRA as well as Jason Fossey before them. So it's happened. But what seems like it's happened is there's been a little more interest of them coming our way again, finally. And that's what's been great. And literally, both I-96 and Butler brought it up to me, asking about what was the possibilities of getting together with Sot and NRA instead of just Sot. And basically, I didn't have to force it down their throat or anything like that. They saw the car count. They saw the competition level. If anything, and I talked to several of my guys, they enjoy it because, number one, a lot of times it's a higher purse. Number two, the quality of the competition's stepped up a little bit. And that's the only way you get better, is racing against the competition, because we know there's some pretty heavy hitters out of Ohio. So, yes, yeah, so we are doing a few things more, and it's the same thing that happened with Fremont, TJ. The Rich Farmer reached out and wanted to give it a try, and talked to Bob Fricke and myself, and we put this concept together for Fremont, and we're very excited about going back there. As is our sponsor, Engine Pro, our title sponsor again this year. They're really excited about the representation in Ohio and Indiana with Plymouth as well. So very excited about that. So, yeah, it might not be for everybody, but I tell you the truth, it's a great combination. Works well together. Like I say, Bob Fricke, NRA group, a good group to work with. And matter of fact, several of those NRA guys are coming up this Saturday, I think, just to go racing, number one, and number two, probably help themselves style their cars into the tracks as they're prepared for July.
And another thing that's new, well, not new on the schedule, but added to the schedule, last year you made your first appearance at the Tri-City Motor Speedway. This year, you guys have multiple races there, and from what, I haven't been there yet, but I'm going to get there this year. From, I've talked to everyone around the state, and they think this thing is the diamond in the rough and maybe the best-kept secret in the state.
It is, and it's not going to be a secret much longer. The Pavlovsky brothers have done a tremendous job there in a short amount of time. Ron Flynn's kind of pulled them under his wing, and they've been picking that old promoter's brain heavily, and they're getting there. The show we had in August, the racetrack, it wasn't a, you know the story. In Michigan, the dirt track, the quality of the clay in the dirt isn't always the greatest if you start comparing it up to, you know, Southern Ohio or Knoxville or whatever. But honest to goodness, they found a good batch of clay somewhere at Tri-City. And in August last year, it was awesome. And it was really good to see the conditions of the racetrack. Still working on the facilities. They don't have permanent restrooms yet, at least they didn't last year, and the concessions and such, but they got themselves a nice racetrack. They are very organized, very professional, and it's really great to work with them. And after booking one show last year and then talking them into the season championship at the end of the year at the last minute, they came to me and said, we really want three shows. We want them spread out over the year. And two of the three, we're going to strap on the transponders and do the track record deal again to see if we can break the track record and lower that number even lower. So they're very aggressive promoters. I really appreciate their support of Interpro Sprints on Dirt. And, yes, we are very excited to go there for three shows, including the season championship again in September.
And what's old is new again. You guys are going back to I-96 Speedway on the half mile twice this year.
Yeah, very, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, it was one of those questions, why did we go to the small track? Why did we do the small track? And I appreciate Mike Mouch trying something to roll on the dice and maybe a bit him in the tail end a little bit. But honest to goodness, in 2011, we had one of the best races we've ever had with Sprints on Dirt on the little track with Brett Mann and Dustin Daggett. But either way, the need for speed is there. That big track is back, and we're on it twice as Mike and I are able to put together a couple of shows. And with the way things are falling together with the schedule, we were able to add the NRA group to the May show as well. So that's just obviously next weekend. And crossing our fingers on the weather as well for that one, because we're going to have a tremendous car count, and the interest is very high for the fact that back on the half mile, I've heard from several drivers I haven't talked to in a while, just they're very excited about being on the big track and being able to see how much horsepower they got and do they bring enough. So, yeah, very happy about that. So we'll be there in May, be there again the first weekend in August, and we always have it drawn very well there, and that's one of the nice things, too, is seems to be one of those tracks that seems to really draw the interest of the racers as well as the fans. So pretty pumped about being there twice, and looking forward to those here. And like I say, first one's coming up this next weekend.
And a couple of other things, you know, I wanted to ask you about. You and I both, we do this for a hobby. And one of the great things about Michigan is you can go racing, you can tie in a vacation with it. If you had to pick one of your favorite racing / vacation combinations, what would it be?
Well, I tell you, when I'm traveling and we don't get out a lot other than race weekends, I do try to do those kind of things and tying the two together. And you know, I love doing that Ohio swing on Memorial Day weekend. That was a lot of fun. Doing the Lima Waynesville Eldora thing is really great. And this, you know, just tailgating and visiting and sleeping and having breakfast with the racers and things like that. Little things you get to do like that that you normally don't is really, really enjoyable. And that's one of the things I look forward to is that Ohio swing. If you haven't tried that before, I know you have. It's really worth it. You get to see a ton of race cars in a short amount of time. It's just, and you get to see a wide variety of types of racetracks, from the racy quarter mile Lima at the Waynesfield to the old Big E. So it's really always one of the weekends I look forward to on my calendar. I had people ask me last weekend, what are you doing Memorial Day? And I'm like, don't even bother asking. The boat's not going out. I'm going to Ohio. So that's what we do. So that's my favorite weekend travel-wise, going to racetracks. But honestly, around Michigan, there's so many things to do. There's parks to go visit, museums to see during the day when you're trying to kill time before you go to the racetrack and, you know, check into the pit area. But I love that Ohio swing, and that's definitely one that's always top of my list, definitely on the schedule this year again.
Now, if you want to try to make your racing weekend a profitable one, the last weekend in June might be the one for you when you go to Mount Pleasant and Merritt.
Yeah, that's profitable for who? For us or for the casino? You know, it's one of those things that's great because especially with the transition with the ownership in Merritt, I didn't know how that was going to work out. Betty Crook, obviously with Mount Pleasant's been around forever and has had the Sprints on Dirt there. But Barry Marlowe from Miles Petroleum, once again, is booking a couple of our shows, and the one at Mount Pleasant's one of them where he had his company party last year. And he's also renting Winston and running our show there the Labor Day weekend. But so with Mount Pleasant on Friday, yep, then you stay overnight. Then you go up the road to Houghton Lake, to Merritt, and Steve and Stacy Potter, the new promoters at Merritt, said, I saw the numbers. It was the best date they had last year in Mayor. Why would I not have us there? Matter of fact, he tried to book a second date with me, and just, we couldn't find a date that jived for 2013 at Merritt, so I wouldn't doubt that in 2014 we'll have two races at Merritt, and I'd actually like to make them both those doubleheaders like that, because beautiful country up north, great racetracks, good racing surfaces, so it's pretty exciting to get up to Merritt again with the new promoters, and the Mount Pleasant-Merritt combo just makes sense because they're about an hour apart. yeah, you can go do a donation or two to the casino if you like. There's lots to do in Mount Pleasant as well, the school up there as well, plenty of restaurants and hotels. But it's a fun weekend. It's the weather's usually good by the end of June. You can't beat it. And, yeah, I'm really happy that weekend's on the schedule again. And as you saw the schedule lays out, I've really tried to give our racers weekends off. And then if we are going to have a racing weekend, do two-day weekends wherever I can. Doesn't always work out that way because it's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. But many times I was able to do Friday, Saturdays, and then get the guys a breather the following week or 2 weeks in a row, and that way they can either go play somewhere else or take out the wife and kids and then go cut the grass or whatever works for them. But I really like how the schedule fell together this year.
So we expect immaculate lawns from Sprints on Dirt teams this year. One thing I wanted to talk about with Sprints on Dirt, you know, it's like a track like Hartford that went down to specials only, and they only booked a handful of races, yet two of those are Sprints on Dirt races. You look at a track like Crystal, they have three races. What makes this series attractive to promoters in this area?
Well, being that I wore that promoter's hat for 5 years, too, I can really relate to both sides of the equation here. One of the things are, by no means are we inexpensive when it comes to booking traveling groups. However, we are nowhere near the level of expense of your All-Stars and your USACs and not even talking about World Outlaws. And I'm not saying we are the World of Outlaws, but we're a quality competition package with some really good professional race teams with good competition at a price point that the promoters can... Yeah, they're sticking their necks out when they book anything, but they know generally they can book a Sprints on Dirt show. They're going to draw well enough from the crowd standpoint. They're going to draw well enough from the racer standpoint that they're going to do okay on it and put on a heck of a show for their racetrack. Because, you know, that's what we are. We're a form of entertainment that the racetrack gets to pick from, and they could not book us and have demo derbies instead, but they do because, number one, we got the reputation. We put on a good product. We're in our 34th year. We're reliable. They know they can trust in us, and that's one of those things where I think it makes it a little bit easier to do. Talking with the new promoters down at Plymouth Indiana Speedway, they've got several other groups begging to get in there, and they tell me, Mike, you're the best deal in town. You're the best deal in the country, and they're so excited about us being down there twice. So that's what helps as well. We've got a pretty good package, a great staff that runs the programs, and a good group of racers, and that's that adds up to a no-lose situation all the way around.
Now, is there anything new we can expect for 2013, the format or any changes?
Yeah, a little bit. We talk about things. We talk to the racers, and one of the things is, love it or not love it, feature races, when we have cautions, we're going to send the lap cars to the rear and move them out of the way. We tried it at the special race at Waynesfield last July. It went pretty well. I had mixed opinions on it. Veteran racers didn't like the concept, and a few of my staff didn't either, but some did and thought it was worth a try. So feature races, leaders in the lead, and he's got four cars lapped, and we have a yellow flag. We're going to move those lap cars to the back, and so the second-place guy is going to be on his tail tank on the restart. Could make things exciting. There might be a few guys that are in a lead that will be bummed out, but then again, that same guy might be in second place some other time there's a caution flag and like it. So we have tweaked that. That will be something that will be new to watch. Very excited about that. And one other small thing that we did was go to a green-white checker finish. Say we have a caution on lap 24 of a 25-lap feature. We will not have a green and white together. We'll do a green, then a white, than a checker finish. No, we're not NASCAR. We're not going to worry about all that stuff, but we just wanted to give everybody two laps of action. If there's a late caution flag, settle it for the win. So it's an entertainment thing. It's racing, definitely, but one of the things we wanted to do was just tweak it a little bit, and that was requested by many people. So we're going to give it a try this year, see what happens, moving those lap cars out of the way. I think we can make some exciting finishes with some of our races. We'll see what happens.
I'm a huge fan of this, mainly because of the cone. Because if you get like three lap cars, one that maybe has been lapped twice, under green, that second place car can go wherever it wants to. But with the cone, it has to stay in line. That leader actually gets more of an advantage than they had under green. So I am a big proponent of sending lap cars around as long as the cone's in play under caution.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things to look at is those lap guys, too. It's not like we don't respect them. We definitely do. But someday they'll be that same guy that's in second place, hoping to have one more chance at taking out the leader and getting a victory. So we figure that helps the racers as well. Honestly, I thought my phone would be burning up more about that particular rule change than it has. Maybe it'll be the driver's meeting this Saturday. But I'm excited about it. And being the also, I'm also, as you were before, I'm the announcer for the group. I'm looking forward to announcing some great finishes that might have a few more on top of what we already do have because of that change in the rules. So it's an experiment that I'm looking forward to. We'll see what happens.
All right, Mike, if people want more information, where can they get it on Sprints on Dirt?
SprintsOnDirt.com. But no, go to TJ Slideways' website. That's the best place to go for information. Did I say it right?
Wow, I was going to say, I'm going to have to up your pay a little bit there. That is money
there you go.
For
I
sure.
Appreciate that. But no, SprintsOnDirt.com is where things get updated. Obviously, TJ, you do a great help with us with that, keeping things updated as well and changed. We definitely did some tweaks this winter to it and have a few more coming down the pike. But Sprints on Dirt's where to go. We fire that information off with the results right away in the middle of the night, so everybody knows who happened, what happened where, if they didn't happen to get there. So that's the place to go and catch up with everything. And I look forward to everybody catching up with us this year. We'll hope to see a bunch of you at Crystal this Saturday.
All right, Mike, thanks. Have a safe drive home, and we look forward to talking to you on Saturday.
All right. See ya.
An extra cash register change just for good measure there. Mike Strievel joining us from the Sprints on Dirt. When we come back, we're going to have Joe Irwin from Michigan Traditional Sprints, Dwayne Turner representing the Auto Value Super Sprints, Jim Hanks from the Must See Racing Series, and we're going to have Jim Leisure, it must be a gym night to close out the show, from the Spartan Speedway. You're listening to TJSlideways.com live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must-See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand...
A pretty big schedule. It's probably back, I believe it was 09 when we had Eldora and stuff on the schedule.
So, yeah, this one's looking really good. I think it's probably one of the best ones we've had.
And, of course, we have Joe Irwin from the Michigan Traditional Spritz joining us on the Rocket Harris Hotline here on TJSlideways.com Live. Of course, everything kicks off next weekend, and it is a monster show. Fremont Speedway, co-sanctioned with the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series, 3,300 to win and 300 to start. What a way to get your season going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fremont, you know, great facility, obviously, you know, weekly sprint car program there. They know how to run everything real well. And, you know, it's pretty much the closest thing as far as a racetrack that's close so that we can do something with Boss. I talked with them quite a bit in off season when he got that deal going from scratch. And we've always wanted to do some co-sanctioning, and that always lined up. And when he started that deal last year at Fremont, and we co-sanctioned that, and it was really strong last year, and I think this is even going to be more. I would definitely expect 30-plus cars there, and just really good show overall.
And you'd mentioned the co-sanctioning. You guys are co-sanctioning a few other shows this year with the Ontario Topless Sprints, including a nice little Can-Am Challenge you guys have put together.
Yep. Yeah, we put together with the Ontario Topless Sprints, we made a Can-Am championship series with four races. We got Vortex Insulation putting in the points fund money for that program. And yeah, we've got two shows in Ontario at South Buxton and Humberstone. And then we're running the two Tri-City dates. Are also going to be part of the Can-Am program.
And you guys are visiting Tri-City twice. That'll be, I believe, is that your first visit for your series there?
Yes. Yep, this will be our first time to Tri-City. I know last year he was didn't want to do too many specials, and he did the Wing series and went really well. And I think just overall the track's doing really well in general. That way he can expand and do some more specials, and they're going to have two of our non-Wing shows over there with the co-section with the OTS. So we'll have some Canadians just have a good time over there at Tri-City this year.
And you're also doing qualifying bonuses that night, both nights, so it'll be kind of fun to see the non-wing cars cut loose and try to break that track record.
Oh, sure, yeah. Definitely we'll at least be able to establish the non-wing sprint track record from the start, you know, on the first one, and then when we come back later on, we can see if we can break it and lower the time.
And this year, you guys are really getting around the state. You're getting back to Cherry and Winston. You're in Merritt again, and you're also going to be at Owendale. So you guys have a nice mix throughout the whole state of Michigan this year, along with Crystal's standby dates.
Yes, yes. We definitely have a lot of Michigan shows. You know, being based in Michigan, that's usually my focus, is try to get as many Michigan dates as possible, and then expand from there and do our couple co-sanctioning with... you know, do our Boss deal at Fremont. We usually do one date at Wayne's Field, being that they already have a non-wing program down there. We like to go support their non-wing program that they've got going down there. And just really happy to have as many Michigan shows as we do. We like to keep as close as home as possible with the gas prices the way they are this year.
Oh, yeah, those always seem to creep up during the summer. And this year, the Great Lakes Nationals, that always closes out your season, has been expanded to a two-day program. Why don't you explain how that's going to work and how the two-day show is going to play out for you?
Okay, yeah, that was, me and Ron Flynn talked about that in the off-season quite a bit. Being that it is such a big event, we were talking about trying to do something in a two-day deal because of, usually that night usually drags on until, you know, wee hours of the morning with so many features and cars and stuff they had. So he thought it'd even be good for his employees to maybe have a break. But after deliberation and kind of talking, I came up with a kind of old school mentality of remembering the old dealer's choice and the odd and even features on the first day. And I wanted to try to put that in there. So basically, like, the first day we're going to run our regular heat races and whatnot, and then those heats will seed everybody into odd and even features. So basically anybody that shows up that night is at least going to run some feature, and that'll be the Friday night. So no matter what, even if they don't make the main on Saturday, they're definitely going to at least get to run a feature on Friday. So everybody's going to be running a feature. Nobody's going to have to get loaded up to not be able to at least run a feature over there. So, and then semis and the A-Main will be all on Saturday.
And that will wrap up your season. And, Joe, what we were talking off the air as well, racing vacations, it's always fun. We live in a great place to go and maybe do some sightseeing and stuff while we go racing, probably one of the best in the country. What are some of your favorite stops to maybe hit where you're on the way to the racetrack or on the way to several of these places?
Well, I think a lot of them, like you said, in Michigan, it just seems like almost every track has something. Obviously, you know, Crystal right there, right in town, you got the lake right there. Obviously Merritt, you got, you know, Houghton Lake right there, you know, vacation spot, you know, just about everywhere you go, even Owndale, you know, being up in the thumb there, there's, you know, plenty of vacationer spots there. I know, last year when I went to Humberstone Speedway, which is part of our Can-Am deal this year, it's actually a half hour from, Niagara Falls. So I was able to swing over to Niagara Falls the day before and then went and raced the next night. So it was kind of, that one's probably the biggest vacation spot there is on the schedule, you know, as far as what I got on the schedule. But almost every racetrack, especially the ones in Michigan, there's always something to do, near water, if anybody likes water for sure. So, yeah, almost every spot's within probably, you know, half hour radius, there's always something going on.
All right, Joe Irwin joining us from Michigan Traditional Sprints. Joe, if race fans want more information on the MTS series, where can they get it at?
MTSprints.com. That's our main website. We also do Twitter, MTSprints, and Facebook. I try to keep up on all that stuff myself and try to keep everybody tuned in to what's going on, what we got coming up, and you know, just any kind of bonus stuff. I try to put together some videos. There's always some videos I post up. If you guys, people like to watch highlight videos of racing, I would try to throw some of that stuff up and just try to give everybody some information overload on some non-wing sprint car racing.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you for taking time to join us tonight, and best of luck for your 2013 season. We're looking forward to seeing some topless action around the Great Lakes State.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely excited about our Lane Automotive MTS Sprint Series, and we're looking forward to kicking it off at Fremont.
All righty. Joe Irwin from the Michigan Traditional Sprints. And, of course, All-Star Performance would like to wish everyone in the great state of Michigan a great 2013 racing season. If you want more information on them, All-Star Performance on the web. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dwayne Turner from the Auto Value Super Sprints. We'll probably be talking a little South Africa along with the regular discussion of the 2013 season. So you're listening to TJSlideways.com live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air. As Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth, watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJSlideways.com Live here on racesontheweb.com, our 2013 Great Lakes Edition. Returning to the airwaves of tradition here on TJSlideways.com Live. And now, joining us for the Auto Value Super Sprints, Dwayne Turner on the line. Dwayne, thank you for joining us tonight.
Evening, TJ. It's always an honor.
Well, another busy year for the Auto Value Super Sprints. You guys are getting ready to go racing. Looks like your first race here in a couple of weeks down at the new and improved Bearfield Speedway.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting deal. We're doing the co-sanction with the Hoosier Outlaw Sprint Series again. I'm kind of looking forward to going down there and seeing the Bearfield. I haven't been down there in a few years.
Yeah, it sounds like the management is really, there are a bunch of go-getters out there, and they're really trying to fix up the place quite a bit.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, and we're really looking forward to going back down there and working with them.
And one of the coolest things I see on the schedule is you have that two-day program with Dixie and Berlin in May, but you have that Berlin show, and then you're following it right back up, and then you've got Kalamazoo. And I mean, that to me, Kalamazoo is probably my favorite blacktop track on the planet. You guys are going to be there twice this season.
Yes. Dixie is always a fun racetrack to go to. It followed up by Berlin. There's so much history there. And then jumping over to Kalamazoo, just like you said, it's one of my favorite racetracks, dirt or pavement as well. So we love going down there and working with them guys.
And one thing that's been on the schedule now, it's hard to believe, but it's been around for, man, over a decade now, the fastest pavement show in the world on June the 14th. And I'm telling you, people, if you've never been to one of these Auto Value Super Sprint shows, even in, you're maybe a dirt person, you haven't been to, go to Toledo on June 14th. You will not be disappointed.
Oh, that show is, it's on everybody's calendar. It's a must-see event. It's nuts. It is fast, and the best thing about Toledo is there's a lot of speed, but it also produces some great racing. 4 or 5 years ago, it was standing room only for time trials at the place, but they brought in some of the old grandstands from Michigan International Speedway. I don't know what their capacity is now, but it holds a lot of people, and they filled it up again last year. So, it's always a great event with the Super Modifieds there, and it's always marked on everybody's calendar.
It's one of those deals where qualifying is always an event wherever you guys go. It's just part of the program. Are they going to break the track records? Always one of the things when you go to an Auto Value Super Sprint race. But that show, the way the clock on the scoreboard works, the speed you're carrying, the fact you're there with the super modifieds, it just seems like it's just more of an event maybe than any of the other races.
Yeah, that's, you know, time trials are always interesting for somebody like me, you know, being a little more old school. But when you go to Toledo, it's an event of its own. To have the bleachers full of people for time trials is fantastic. And yeah, with one of the best announcers in the business in Dom Hartzell, he just creates all the drama and the excitement in the time trials as well. So, the speeds come out, and it is a huge deal back in the pit area to see what we can get that clock down to.
So, and I noticed this because you have 3 dates this year at Dixie, also there on July the 5th, and you're there on August the 2nd. How bad does that hurt everyone's pocketbooks when they have to go to Birch Run 3 times a year and everyone's spouses go over and, like, empty out that outlet mall down the road?
I don't know. Dixie has kind of become our home track over the years. It's not one of them tracks that's really hard on equipment. It's really easy on tires, so, you know, a lot of the teams and everybody like it. With the shopping and all the vacation stuff that's right there in that area too. Well, Frankenmuth just around the corner. It's become one of the favorite stops.
Yeah, it's, you know, I go over there on vacation every year. It's always great to catch a race when you're on vacation. And like you said, Frankenmuth, you have the shopping. You're not that far from the lake. I mean, it's really a neat spot for not only to go to the races, but to like you said, take a little vacation.
Yes, and you know, one of the traditions with the Auto Value Bumper Super Sprints is their annual camping trip. In July they go up north for 2 days camping and canoeing as a group, and you do that and you combine the shopping and everything up there at Birch Run. It makes for a really fun season. It's a close knit group. They really stick together, and it is fun. That's why I answered the call when they wanted me to come back.
And one other addition to your schedule, you do have some new additions. You have some more races at Sandusky Speedway this year.
Yeah, Sandusky. It's a neat racetrack. A lot of the drivers like it down there. We had terrible weather for our season finale down there last year, but they seem to think they did great. They enjoyed the show, and they brought us back for a couple more tries. And now I see, you know, we added another date down there in the middle of June. So it is a neat racetrack. It's a little different than the wide open half miles that we run, and it can create a little bit of different type of racing.
All right, Dwayne Turner joining us from the Auto Value Super Sprint. Several of your drivers just returned from an expedition to South Africa. This happens every couple of years, and Auto Value Super Sprints, of course, Tom Hartzell went over as well, making some expanding their international relationship with the South African bunch.
Yeah, I agreed to jump in and help the series out for the next couple of years. I didn't know that it was going to include winter racing down in South Africa. They gave me an invite to go this year, but with the work schedule and everything else, I couldn't. But I just, everywhere they went down there, they said they were basically treated like rock stars. They had a lot of fun. They had record crowds at all 4 of the racetracks, and while they were down there, other racetracks were calling, trying to book shows before they went back home. So, yeah, it seemed to be a huge success, a lot of positive feedback on the Facebook page, and it sounds like they're going to try it again in a couple more years.
All right, that's cool. Dwayne Turner joining us from AVSS, and we had talked about, Dixie and all the stuff to do around there. What's one of your other favorite, like, kind of side trips on the Auto Value Super Sprint Tour?
Well, the biggest one for this group would be, like, July 26th and 27th. Most of the teams will go up and they go camping and canoeing together. You know, they play around the golf, so they spend the weekend together. Other than that, like the Dixie and Berlin weekend, you know, a lot of teams are going to stay up in the Dixie area and take advantage of that shopping, and then Berlin's an early call the next morning. But, you know, with a 10-race schedule, it's a little bit different, but they do work together as a group, and they do tend to play as a group.
And your Auto Value relationship goes back to when the sprints on dirt days and stuff. That relationship is cemented for the future, too, from what I understand.
Correct. Tom Hartzell, the series director there, he was able to renew the sponsorship deal with the Auto Value Bumper. I believe it was until 2015 now, so there's a great group of people over there at Auto Value, and they seem to be pleased with what we're doing and what our vision for the future is.
And, of course, if people want more information on AVSS, where can they get it?
supersprints.com is the best place. We got a really good website going with all the latest information. And then our Facebook page at facebook.com/AVBBSS has got a lot of the little more interesting tidbits. You'll get some updates directly from the racetrack and stuff like that. You know, the little side stuff that you normally won't see on a website.
And looking forward to another fast season with the Auto Value Super Sprints. Dwayne, thanks for taking time out to join us tonight, and look forward to a great 2013 season. I'll probably see you at Kalamazoo at some point during the season.
That'd be great. Thanks, TJ.
All right, Dwayne Turner from the Auto Value Super Sprints. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a couple of more guests to round out the show. We're going to have Jim Hanks from the Must See Racing Series, and also Jim Leisure, the Jim and Jim Show from the Spartan Speedway. So Jim Hanks, Jim Leisure, still to join us on this 2013 Great Lakes preview here on TJSlideways.com Live. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must-See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead butts in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oswego Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corvette Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OswegoSpeedway.com for more information. Welcome back to TJSlideways.com Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. And my next guest, racing and television star, well, at least the series is a television star, but the man that makes it happen, Jim Hanks, joining us on the line from the Must-See Racing Series brought to you by True Fuel. Jim, it's great to have you on the show tonight.
Well, TJ, it's great to be on the show. It's always a pleasure, that's for sure.
And we were just talking off the air. You guys had a heck of a start to the season. You go down south to Mobile and the Five Flags Speedway, which is not exactly in your, what you'd call, I guess, your traditional area for this series, but the past couple of years you've gone down there. But this year, you guys took a whole boatload of cars down there.
Yeah, we are really, really pleased with that. You know, we call that the Royal Oak Southern Shootout. Royal Oak Charcoal is one of our major television sponsors. second year we did it. And we started out at Five Flags in Pensacola, Florida. And then we moved on to Mobile, Alabama. They're only, I guess, about 68 miles apart. We try to do that when we travel, you know, go end-to-end on a weekend. But, I mean, we were just ecstatic about the car count. We had 29 sprint cars. And I think more important than that, you know, I can tell you there was probably 22 of them that I wouldn't have bet against winning the race. I mean, it was a very, very strong field.
And it is a great way to start your season with your sprint cars. And, of course, your Super Modifieds will be coming up for their first event. And it kicks off what's going to be an incredible week of racing starting at Winchester on Saturday with practice and then Sunday, May 19th.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, we're working with the city of Winchester. On Friday the 17th, we're going to have a little mini festival downtown Winchester. A lot of the cars and the drivers and their haulers and some businesses down there. And Saturday the 18th of May, we've got open practice for both our sprint cars and supers. And then we're going to have a cookout afterwards. And then, of course, Sunday at Winchester Speedway, the 19th, we're going to run the Super Modifieds and the Sprint Cars. And then we immediately move to Anderson Speedway. You know, that's the week of the Little 500. But on Monday night, the 20th, we're going to run a Super Modified race. On Wednesday night, the 22nd, we're going to have a Winged Sprint Car race. And, of course, on Saturday, we sanction the Little 500. And we've added a special flair this year. And this is a difficult one, but it's $50,000 difficult. We call it the Triple Crown. If a race team, same driver, same car, can win the Winchester Wing Race, the Must See Racing 60 Wing Race Wednesday at Anderson, and the Little 500, they're going to get a $50,000 bonus.
Now, there's a lot of drivers that could be able to pull that off, but the trick there is the same car. That's probably going to be the biggest challenge in this deal.
Well, it's like I said, it's a tall order. There's no question to do that. But we try to do different things like that. You know, it's a good promotion. The fans like the excitement about it. The teams like it. You know, we do different formats. We add different bonuses, you know, fast time bonuses. And this is because it's a full week of racing. You know, we just thought it would be nice to put a little something extra special on the week.
Now, one thing I've been dying to ask you guys, you also took on last year the Super Modified Series. Now, a lot of people have, you know, probably wouldn't have touched a Super Modified Series for various reasons. What made it attractive to you guys to do this and make it work?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of elements that go into that answer, but very quickly, the Super Modifieds are a good fit. You know, they're winged Super Modifieds, and we run winged paved sprint cars. And the Super Modifieds have raced in, you know, several different areas. There's a series on the East Coast. There's one out of Ohio. And they race them out in California. And for the most part, they've been very separated. You know, different rule packages. They, you know, just have their own deal. And we just felt that there was a demand that would be there for the fans, particularly that we're going to put some of those races on national TV, that these cars are really exotic. You know, it's probably the last arena of individual innovative engineering. I mean, every one of those cars are built different for the most part. And we just thought it would be a nice addition, and we're really, really pleased with the response we're getting from the race teams. You know, typically, a super modified race will have maybe 12, 13 cars. I'm not saying that's good. I'm not saying that's bad, but that's not something that we're interested in. And we had several races last year. We started out, I think, with 12 cars, wound up with 17 or 18. Winchester, I can tell you right now, we've got 23 cars lined up. So
wow,
that's just think it's something that the fans want to see. We can, you know, have the event. We think it'll be popular at the racetrack, and the racetrack's our partners, that's for sure. And we think it's going to be popular on television because a lot of people have heard of these cars, but they've never seen them.
Now, you're bringing them to Auto City, one of the only super modified shows in the state of Michigan on June 22nd. But then right after that, that is going to be a monster show at Lucas Oil Raceway with the sprint cars and the super modifieds.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lucas Oil Raceway is, you know, in my book, in my experience, you know, hallowed ground. It's been there a long time. It's owned by the National Hot Rod Association. It's where they have the drag racing nationals every year. It's an absolutely fabulous facility. You know, it's a big, fast track. It's in Indianapolis, which a lot of people will call the epicenter of open wheel racing in the world. So here again, it's just a good fit for us, and there seems to be a demand for it. You know, last year, on average, we filled grandstands up pretty much 80% capacity everywhere we went. So, you know, we've got some great race teams. They're putting on some great racing. You know, car count's up, quality's up, competition's up. And Indianapolis, I mean, I don't think it was any secret. When we started must-see racing, if you said the word winged paved sprint car outlawed, you might get arrested in that city. And it's changed. You know, they at first sort of allowed it to happen. Then they embraced it. I mean, they really like the winged cars down there. So we're looking forward to that weekend, too.
Now, this is our Great Lakes preview, so I want to talk about the Sprint Car finale for just a moment. The Engine Pro Fast Car Slash this year is going to close out the Sprint Car season at Berlin, and that should be a really nice show, too. Right here, a good way to end the summer right here on the lakeshore at Berlin.
Well, yeah, I mean, Berlin Raceway is a fabulous facility. You know, we've raced there for a number of years. You know, we really like racing there. The fans like it. Engine Pro is based out of Grand Rapids, and they're one of our major sponsors. They really support us. They're a great company, as you know. And it's just a perfect place to have our championship and wrap up our season.
And, Jim, one thing about your series is your races do appear on television. I know I enjoyed watching a couple of them over this winter, and they were very well put together shows. How many races are you looking to put on TV this year? Where are people going to be able to find them?
Well, we're changing things up. We do every year. You know, what we try to do is do our television package based on what the fans want. And last year we were on Fox Sports. I think this year we're probably going to go back to primarily a cable distribution. In the state of Michigan, for instance, we're on Comcast, Channel 900. We'll be on two or three times a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And we'll actually produce 10 of our shows. And, of course, Berlin's one of them, and Auto City's one of them. And we'll be on video on demand there as well. One of the things we're going to change up this year, we're also going to do some live streaming of some events. And, you know, the best way for the fans to figure out how they can see us on television, how they can see us on video on demand, and some upcoming announcements about live streaming is our website, mustseeracing.com.
And Jim Hanks joining us from Must See Racing. I love the video on demand thing. Being a person that has a small child, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on. I love shows that I can sit down and I can hit the button and make it go. That's some great foresight on your part. You're one of the first series I've seen that's made that push for the on demand thing. So kudos to you.
Yeah, you know, we all receive information and entertainment in a lot of formats. You know, we have network TV, we have cable TV, we have satellite TV, and we're on all those. You know, we're on Dish and we're on Direct. We now have our computer, which is really becoming better quality, more sophisticated all the time. Now our handheld devices. And, you know, each age group, really, of race fans are comfortable with different formats. And people will soon see, we'll be announcing this, that we want to have it out there for every race fan in every age group based on what they like, how they like it, so they can watch our stuff when they want to. And that's what our plan is. We're really making an expansion here.
And you guys have a television program where a lot of people don't. And you always hear people, you know, maybe, you know, people don't think outside the box, are always saying you can't put sprint cars on TV. You can't put sprint cars on TV. You're a group that sells sprint car racing on television. What is the greatest advantage, like the easiest thing to sell them on, and what's the most difficult thing to sell them on?
Well, keep in mind, our television programming is tape delayed. And that eliminates one of the major, major problems with putting open wheel, particularly sprint cars or super modifieds on TV. That, you know, if you have a rain delay or if you have, you know, a brouhaha on the track where you get a lot of dead time. So what we do is we take an hour show. A little 500, which is, you know, a mega event for us. That's a 2-hour show. And it's just filled with the action as it happened. And there's no dead time in there. So, you know, that's important. But, you know, the bottom line is, and I'll use the little 500 as an example, or, you know, we sanctioned the Joe James, Pat O'Connor Memorial from Salem. Berlin Speedway, Auto City Speedway. You know, a lot of people are aware of these racetracks, and they live too far away to get to the races. And, you know, they read about it, they get the reports on it, and, you know, it's all good stuff. It's, your website's one of the best. You do a great job. But they would like to see it. They want to know what happened. And we're able to take these races and put them on a national basis in everybody's home. And our coverage, our television coverage, last year, for instance, we actually were available to more households than NASCAR was. So we've got a very broad distribution system. You know, we don't have as many people watch it. We don't have the time slots. In fact, speaking of time slots, I think this year you'll see us on Thursday nights and Sunday afternoons with are soon to be announced major carrier. But I think that's the key. People love these cars. They love the speed. They love the action. And, you know, we're just trying to put it out there in every way that's comfortable and convenient for them to watch it. And it's worked. You know, our viewing it numbers are excellent. You know, it's just, it grows every year.
And Jim Hanks joining us from the Must See Racing Series. Jim, I know you and Nancy are longtime Michigan residents, and this is our Great Lakes preview. And one thing we've been asking all of our guests tonight is to come up with a good racing slash vacation combo on your schedule. So kind of off the cuff, off the top of your head, can you think of a combination on your schedule for the great state of Michigan to make a nice little combination for someone they wanted to make their own racing vacation?
Absolutely. As much as we travel now between the races and the promotions, the best vacation and place to visit that I would love the most is Holly, Michigan, my own home. I'm just gone so much. You know, there's in our state, and, you know, that's another thing that we talk about on our TV program. There's very few places that you go that aren't some really, really great things to do and to see. You know, last year, every year, our family goes up north for a vacation. My kids, my grandkids, and I wound up taking a couple of my grandsons over to Cherry Speedway to watch the Michigan Traditional Sprints, to tell you the truth. But right up there, I mean, you got all kinds of lakes. You've got the Great Bear. I mean, there's just a lot of things. And, you know, Nancy and I, no matter where we go, we try to take a couple days and take some time to smell the roses. I can't say I've really got a favorite spot there's in our state, but there's, I mean, you just don't run out of good things to do.
All righty. I would agree with you that. Well, Jim, thanks for taking time out to join us tonight. And I'm sure we'll be following you all this year at the track and also on MustSeeRacing.com.
Well, PJ, keep up the great work on the site and on your show here, and we really appreciate having us on.
All righty. That's Jim Hanks from the Must See Racing Series. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Jim Leisure, and then we'll wrap up the show. You're listening to TJSlideways.com live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must-See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season. Featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJSlideways.com Live, our Great Lakes Preview 2013. And our final guest of the evening has their first sprint car race of the season this Friday night at the track The Stars Call Home. Jim Leisure from the Spartan Speedway. And Jim, when we first started the show, you were one of the new promoters in the sprint car world on the block. Can you believe this much time has passed with the Spartan sprint cars?
Well, it goes fast. Everything does. It's been, you know, it's been a great, I think I probably in the very first show we did, I explained how this whole thing came about, and the people who twisted my arm and influenced us to do this are still there. So you know, ended up being a good choice.
Has it surprised you a little bit how this division has worked out for you?
It has, and I kind of was right from the beginning. I told Fido Odd Heaney, I said, "Look, you guys, I'm going to do this just because you're who you are." I said, "But when it flops, I'm going to give you all the credit." And if it doesn't flop, I'll give you all the credit. So I really do owe them some credit. It has surprised me. And one of the really unique parts about it, maybe the part that I enjoy the most, is really all the new people and just what great contributors they are. They're just all good participants, and they're fun to be around, and it's just a good group of people, and that's their support crew and their families, and of course, you know, as you know, everybody makes sacrifices to race, and they're all there, and they brought us new sponsors, it brought us new faces. It was an enlightening opportunity for us.
And one thing that you brought to us is a quality facility that has a well family run program each and every Friday night that the sprint cars are there. And I know from the sprint car community, we can't thank you enough for that.
Well, thank you. And you know, it's been a great relationship. You know, it's a partnership. It goes back to an old business philosophy that I think I try to use it, and I think our other companies try to use the same thing. It's just, you know, everything's got to be good for everybody, and you know, it can't be too good for one.
And I agree.
You know.
Yeah, that's the way I feel every time we walk in the gate. The facility's clean. You guys run a prompt program, and the food's reasonably priced. Everything about it, it's just a neat place to be.
Well, thank you. You know, if you go into the concession stand and you see people that are serious and they know they don't want cold fries there, and they know if I take a sample, I'm going to throw 40 packets of moya if they're not right, and it just... Everybody has the same spirit there. You know, it's really, it's interesting. It makes me chuckle a little bit. It's so little Jim Leisure. It's really about, all that group that's there. I mean, we just spent, somewhere around 16 or 18 hours, man hours anyway, hanging signs. And that's our group of people that all get together and do that, and then we all go out and eat, and it's become a tradition. But that's the spirit of the people there. So my point is, it's really not me. It's the people. It's a combination of chemistry.
And at right place at the right time for the Spartan Sprint Cars. Now this year, the Sprint Cars have seen a boost in the schedule a little bit. We're seeing a couple of different dates added, and we're even having some back-to-back weeks, including Michigan Auto Racing Fan Night on Club Night on May 10th.
Mm-hmm. We made some commitments to people that we would do certain things under certain conditions, and one was we would increase the purse, as if we could, and we didn't make a firm commitment. We said if things go good, we will, and we did a couple times. We've added the middle this year, and I feel good about that, because I feel good when I hear people say that, man, I'm glad you put money in the middle, and that makes me think we're doing the right thing. You're always trying to do the right thing. And the second thing we said we'd do is we would increase the shows, but not enough to wear people down. And it's a little different racing mentality than it used to be. It used to be guys would really race. They'd race Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and some Sundays. And I think people have backed off now. I don't think it's like that anymore. So if they race every other weekend or two in a row, that's all good, but they do take family time now, whereas I wouldn't say that's new anymore, but if you compare it to a few years ago, it is new.
And Jim Leisure joining us from the Spartan Speedway. One other thing is you're not racing on Memorial Day weekend, so some of your guys can go down to the Little 500. You've got a busy May, though. You have two shows there. And then you also followed up with the week after Little 500. You have Autograph Night on May 31st. And then Sprint Cars along with the Spectator Drags, which that's got to be fun at Spartan. Spectator Drags at that place, I might even have to get out to see that one.
There you go. Well, I was glad to have you there. And, you just, the year before, maybe even the year before that, we had goofed the schedule up. And I should have asked Bill a few more questions. Sometimes you try not to ask so many questions because you feel like you're leaning on people all the time. But this time I called a few of the people that are a little more focused on other sprint schedules around the area and asked them, some of our drivers and teams, and just said, what nights would you avoid? And they were all consistent. So we just put a little X on those dates, and we stayed away from them. Hopefully we'd like to always have races when MIS is racing, though, because if we have a sprint event, then we usually pull in a couple, higher-profile drivers. And that's we always like, especially with all the social media now, we get one of those guys in there that everybody's texting and tweeting and whatever else, everything else they do.
Yeah, I've seen smoke rising from the pit area before at Spartan Speedway, a sprint car race. Not to get too obvious there, but it gets to be fun on a NASCAR night. Jim Leisure joining us. One other thing you've taken on this year, non-sprint car related, you are now in charge of the Michigan Legend Car Series. You guys own that. And you also, did you buy the distributorship for the area as well, if I remember right?
Yes, we did. We're the Michigan dealer. We're up and running. We have a full inventory. It's all online, everything we have. We had practice this week, and we were able to sell some parts, just even some dwarfs. We have, I hope I'm not taking too much time, but the big thing there is we have started a Bandolero division for 8 to 12-year-olds.
And that's where I was heading with this.
I'm glad.
Yep. And is that Bandolero division going to be racing at Spartan on a regular basis this year?
Absolutely. Bill and Andy are going down the 27th and 28th and picking up four more Bandoleros, so we'll have five in stock.
Okay. Are they going to run on the quarter mile, or are they going to run maybe a combination of the figure eight track and the oval? How is that going to work with the Bandoleros?
Well, I guess we'll wait and see. I'll ask Bill what he thinks. But right off the bat, we're going to start them on the quarter. We're actually going to run the heat races during a driver's meeting, and then we're going to run the Bandolero feature at intermission, so we will not even hold anybody up or drag the show on any longer. It'll all fit right in. So, I think that's a pretty good fit. I'm really excited about the Bandolero division. It reminds me, and so the Legends remind me a lot of the sprints. I mean, it's just all new people with new personalities, and it's, you have to get your arms around it, but it's really been a great fit. John Turnbull, who owned the Legends, did just a great job at being patient with us and helping us in a lot of areas that we needed help in. So made the transition very smoothly.
And in the minimum age for a Bandolero is 8 years old?
Yeah. I think that's going to take off. TJ, I think that, I was a little skeptical. But, look, we wanted to try it, so we bought five of them, and we're going to start selling them right away, I'm sure. I'm sure we're going to get most of the grandpas are about my age, and, man, I've already called them. They're in there sitting their kids in them. And so once we get them all there, I think we're going to have them on display every night. So I think we'll have a division up and running within 30 days.
Well, I'm about 5 years away from being a customer. We'll talk later. So, but Jim Leisure from Spartan Speedway joining us tonight. Some innovative ideas always going on there. You always seem to be one that thinks outside of the box. You mentioned you listen to a lot of people, but How hard is it in racing to think outside of the box like that? To think up like, hey, I want this Bandolero division. I see we can get young kids in there. You know, how often do you, you're a very busy guy with all your different businesses, but how often do you think about the racing thing like, man, here's something different I could do?
You know, I think that a lot of it is the people around us. You know, I think they are kind of our key people. Are a big player in that. Bill and Andy and Donnie and all these guys are contributors, and we just listen to them. We listen to, you know, when you have, if you have 150 registered drivers or 100 registered drivers, and they collectively got on an average 15 years each, I mean, we're really talking about a lot of years of experience. So, you know, you can't use every idea everybody has, and probably the percentage wise is around 1%, but when it fits, that's all there is to it. If it fits, then you gotta take a hard look at it. And, it doesn't matter what type of business, that's not unique to racing. That's just, society and just a business practice, just a good business practice. And another thing that fits is, making, you know, we've been able to bring families together in the pit area. And these are the steps that, the things that have been most successful are the things that we've tried independently that have not been popular. But I tell our people all the time, where do you want to be in 5 years? And that makes them stop and think. And I said, don't think about where you want to be next race day or even at the end of the season. Where do you see us in 5 years? And that's how we have to make choices.
And that is wisdom from Jim Leisure at Spartan Speedway. Jim, if people want more information on Spartan Speedway, where can they get it at?
SpartanSpeedway.com. They can call the office. I'm always happy to talk to people. But the biggie is SpartanSpeedway.com. We try to keep the website full of information, but not too much information. Our rule is I have to be able to navigate the website. So if I can do it, most people can do it. So and certainly emails are great at SpartanSpeedway@gmail.com. I answer every email, and I'm always happy to because I'm picking things up all the time.
Well, Jim, I'm glad that we're back for another season of Sprint Car Racing. I can't wait to get out to Spartan Speedway.
Great. Well, you're always welcome. We look forward to seeing you. And, you know, we're there. We're at the starting gate right now because when we hang the signs, that's the start of the season.
All right. We're ready to get going. So, Jim Leisure, thank you for joining us tonight. Jim Leisure from the Spartan Speedway. Always great to have him on. And that is going to wrap up our Great Lakes edition for 2013. Of course, later this week, we are going to try to have someone on from Butler Motor Speedway in one of our podcasts. And we're also later in the year going to talk to Mike Mouch about his Big World of Outlaw show and his United States Auto Club Sprint Car program. But we already had the jam-packed show tonight, already running over. But I hope you enjoyed our 2013 Great Lakes edition. Look forward to doing it again next year and look forward to a great year of racing around the Great Lakes State. Thank you and good night.